COVID-19 outbreaks have halted work at many large-scale meat processors in the Midwest. None of those major players call Ohio home, but their absence has meant a sharp increase in demand at the smaller operations that do. Many are booked for months and working overtime to try to keep up with demand. Jeremy Jenkins has been running his meat processing business in Mount Victory, northwest of Columbus, for about a year. It's typical for him to be booked up for several weeks, he says. But now he's turning away customers every day because he won't be able to handle their job before Christmas.
Right now we're booked out almost 7 months on processing, and we're running probably 140% of our capacity. Like, we are really a lot of long days.
He notes many of his bookings now are for hogs that haven't even been born yet. The surge in business is a ripple effect of pandemic-related closures or slowdowns at major meat processors in other states, like Iowa, Minnesota, and South Dakota. Those facilities process tens of thousands of animals a day.
To put in context, at least as of a few weeks ago, people were talking about there being a 40% drop in processing capacity for pork.
Trey Malone studies ag and food economics at Michigan State University.
But that 40% drop still represents 200,000 hogs a day. A day.
Even working overtime, Jenkins goes through only about 20 animals in a week. That leaves a big gap for hog farmers. Malone says the U.S. food supply chain operates on the principles of a manufacturing strategy popularized by Toyota, called just-in-time production. When it works well, manufacturers can reduce overhead costs and thus deliver products cheaply to consumers in, say, the meat aisle. But it's a complicated bit of choreography that relies on precise timing. Ty Higgins from the Ohio Farm Bureau says when there's a disruption further down the line, farmers don't have many options.
For some livestock producers, that means putting cattle out to pasture for another week or two. And for a hog producer, that might mean changing the rations for the animals so they grow slower. Because with every day that goes by, a hog gains weight, and as those hogs get bigger, the barns get smaller.
Hey, piggies.
In Tuscarora's County, Lindsay Teeter runs a small hog farm with her husband. She says they're lucky. They got their processing dates locked in early. Like Higgins, she says farmers can alter feed to slow down a pig's growth, but that only buys a few weeks, and it's expensive.
You know, $900 a week to keep everybody fed, and we only have, 150 hogs on the ground at all times. So if you have thousands of those, maintaining that daily cost is not really feasible.
And Malone from Michigan State says the pandemic complicates that picture further. People are driving less, so ethanol production has plummeted. That means less distiller's grain, an ethanol byproduct hog farmers could be using to delay their animals' growth. He says farmers are getting squeezed on both ends, unable to sell their animals and unable to find feed. Farmers in some states have even resorted to euthanizing their animals. Although it hasn't reached that point in Ohio, overbooked and overworked is becoming the norm for processors around the state. Still, Jeremy Jenkins sees a silver lining.
I think that they're going to, see the quality of the product that they're going to get and maybe keep them, coming back.
And for the time being, he admits it's good for business. As for the long days, he just shrugs it off, saying, you've got to make hay while the sun is shining. Nick Evans, WOSU News.